Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, this your boy Black Israel coming at you live from Washington, D.C. Listen here, again, I'm in this most corruptest city in the world. You already know what time it is. I want to welcome everybody to Black Israel Talk Radio. We on live. You know, I had some technical problems, you know what I'm saying, going on, but we on the air live this week. We got a good show. I want to welcome all my Facebook friends and family on Facebook, my Black Israel Talk Radio group. Also, welcome my class online, my live class online, you know what I'm saying, along to my brothers and sisters worldwide. Okay, now, you can always hear me on Facebook at Israel Black 37, okay? So let's get this thing going. So this evening's show, we're going to break down about being spiritually and awakened. Being awake and being awakening of being spirit. So waking up your spirit. How we know when one is spirit becomes spiritually and he wake up into the spirit, you know what I'm saying, of the Most High God. So, okay, here we go. Get your pens, get your paper. Again, welcome my family worldwide, okay? So now the first script we're going to go to, because I only got a half an hour show, so I'm going to get this part because it seems like every week, you know what I'm saying? It seems like Esau and the people to be don't want me to bring out this truth. Okay? So let's get this thing going. The first script we're going to go to is James chapter 1, verse 22. Let's get it. Okay? Let's get it. Okay? Again, this is not, I tell everybody who try to become Hebrew Israelites, now you got to be, in order for you to be a Hebrew Israelite, you have to be from the bloodline. To be a Hebrew Israelite, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of first timers who come in trying to learn the truth and learn about this truth, you know what I'm saying? You got to be, your fathers have to be part of an Israelite, okay? It got to come from your father, all right? Again, here we go, James 1 and 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. So in order for you to be spiritually enlightened, you can't just be a doer of words, okay? Okay, and not hear. Okay? You got to be to understand the truth and listen to the truth and not deceive your own self. Again, let me read it again. But be ye doers of the word. So be doers of the word. You know what I'm saying? Understand the breakdown of the Bible. Don't teach out your own words, your own understanding. Teach out the book, okay? And not hear only and deceive yourself. Don't hear yourself. You know, teach of the word of this Bible, okay? That's the number one key. Okay? Verse 23. Drop down to verse 23. Let's get it. For if only be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Okay? When you got your face against something, a glass, you ain't moving, you ain't doing anything. You understand? You ain't making anything happen, you're not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? You're just a hearer, you're not a doer. You have to be a doer in this truth. You gotta go ahead and teach this word. You know, you gotta bring sisters and brothers into the truth, let them know what their nationality is, who they are, leave that Christianity alone, get out the churches, stop going to church on a Sunday. You understand what I'm saying? Practice the Sabbath. You understand what I'm saying? Stop to practice on pagan holiday. Pull away from the so-called pagan holiday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween. You got to pull away from that. In order for you to get your spirits enlightened, to open your light in your spirit through Christ, you got to stop doing the things of the world. The world of Esau, a.k.k. Mr. Bobo, a.k.k. the so-called white man, okay? You got to stop falling behind him, okay? All right, let's drop down. Let's go to class. Got any question online? Okay, all right, we'll keep it moving. We go to Revelation chapter 3, verse 2. Okay, here we go. It says, be watchful and strength the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Okay? So again, you got to be watchful, and you got to be strong in this truth. Okay? You got to be strong. So you can't be weak in this truth. You got to be strong. And you got to also be ready to die for what you believe in when it comes to the Most High. Okay? For I had not found thy works perfect before God. You know what I'm saying? Then you got to be ready to die for what's in this truth. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody on this earth perfect. You practice you try to go and practice these judgment and commandments the best of your ability. Ain't nobody perfect. Only one person was perfect on this earth, and that was Christ. Okay? But you got to believe and step on and stand on for what you believe in. Okay? You got to stand on for what you believe in. Okay? All right, Dan. Anybody got any questions? Okay, now, here's another most important thing that we need to understand. Go to 1 John. If I'm going fast, you always can catch me on the rebroadcasting on Israel Black 37 on Facebook. Okay? So we're going to 1 John. Go to 1 John. We're going to go to chapter 2, verse 3. Okay? This is one of the ways of understanding your mind being spiritually awakening. Open your spiritual awakening mind. Okay, here we go. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Okay? So in order for us to know Christ and know the Most High, again, we have to keep the commandments. We have to keep the commandments. You got to put the crab legs down. Leave the pork chops alone. You understand what I'm saying? Keep the leave the shrimps and all this garbage. These are shell roaches. Okay, leave that mess alone. Because it's clearly you have to love the Most High. You have to keep the commandments. That's another thing will enlighten you and open your mind. Welcome to Black Israel Talk Radio again. What we doing for the people just coming in? We are breaking down about being spiritually awake and awakening, okay? That's what we're breaking down tonight, okay, this evening, okay? Okay, so that's what we're breaking down. I know what. Also, I want y'all to go to. Let's go to stay in First John. We're gonna stay in First John. Go to First John chapter 3:4. Let's go there. Okay, here we go. Whosoever commit sin, transgress also the law. I'm gonna read that again. Whosoever commit sin, transgress against the law. Okay? For sin is the transgression of the law. Okay? When you break the law, when you transgress against the law, when you break the law, you commit a sin. Okay? When you commit transgression against sin, you are breaking the law. Okay? So if you don't transgress against the sin, again, if you follow the laws, okay, and the commandments, you know what I'm saying, and you start studying the book, your mind will start awakening. But you can't get caught up in that Christianity. Listen to me, brothers and sisters out there, worldwide. You cannot get caught up in Christianity with your bootlegged pastor and get caught up in Christianity. Because when you get caught up in Christianity, you become blind. Okay, you come in, you go in the darkness when you do that. Because a lot of these pastors learn from the theology college from the so-called white man. Okay, a lot of y'all just go to them theology college trying to learn about the Bible college. You learn it from Esau. Esau going to teach the Bible the way he teached it. Okay? He's not going to teach it the way they're supposed to be teaching according to the book. Because a lot of times, most Christians thinking color doesn't matter. So they worship this pink booty Christ. Okay? And Christ was not no pink booty Messiah. Okay? So they're going to teach you about falling. You can eat pork loins, you pray over and all that. That's garbage. That's bull. That's the way the so-called white man, the so-called Esau, that's the way he teach you to do it. Okay? And that's definitely against the book. Okay, now let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 4:5. Okay? Here we go. It says, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of my ministry. You see that right there? So we're telling you, just like I said earlier, this is not an easy walk. Do not get it twisted. Okay, once you learn who you are as an Israelite by bloodline, and once you wake up and realize you're not a so-called African American, you realize you're not a nigger, you realize you're not African. You don't know, you realize you're not Muslims. You realize you ain't into religion. You understand what I'm saying? You're gonna catch hell because who you are. When you are God's chosen people, Christ caught hell. Don't get it twisted. The Pharisees and Sadducees gave Christ hell all the time. Okay, he caught hell. They always try to challenge him. So this is not an easy walk, people. Okay, this is not an easy walk. Okay, and that's the only way you know. When you know that you've been awakening, okay, your spirit has been awakening, okay, and you've been awoke out of your sleep, okay, when you realize you wake up out of your sleep, you sleep spiritually dead, being dead, spiritually dead, when you wake up and not drunk, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, when I say drunken, it's like being unspiritually. You know, you're not spiritual, so you're so drunk you don't know what you're doing. Not literally drunk, but drunk not knowing who you are. Drunk of being ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Drunk and not drunk and doing things that spiritually you shouldn't be doing. When you are God's chosen, when you are a child of God, and I'm not talking about everybody can't be a child of God. Everybody can't be a child of God. You got Christians trying to say every nationality on the planet. God only has his chosen people, and that's the 12 tribes of Israel. So everybody can't be saved. So you got to carry yourself as a special people, a holy people of the Most High. Okay? Any questions? Okay. All right, class. Y'all rolling with me. I'm rolling with it. I ain't been on the air in a while because, like I said, we've been going through all this stuff with Esau, trying to get the show up and the studio and all that. You know, like my brother, Mr. Hebrew One. You know what I'm saying? They shut him down temporarily. You know what I'm saying? But he gonna get back. We gonna be back up and going soon. But any Israelite who put in work out here, You're going to go through a lot of affliction. You know, you're going to catch hell. You're going to catch hell on both sides. Your family might say, well, why are you getting into this and talking about Christ as a black man and talking about color matter and talking about you a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah, or you know what I'm saying, or you a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Benjamin and Levi. You know, why are you getting into all that and this and that? See, you're going to catch hell on both sides. But at the end of the day, you got to stay within this truth. You got to stay in this Bible. You got to stay in this book. You can't give a damn what nobody else say on the outside, because it's all the matter with the Messiah Christ and the Most High God, Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? That was all about, because at the end of the day, the Most High and Christ can kill your soul and your spirit and your flesh. You know what I'm saying? Man can only kill your flesh, but the Most High can kill your soul and your flesh. Don't play around with the Most High. Okay? So a lot of people say, well, how I become saved? You come saved by following the laws and commandments of the Most High God. Okay? That's how you become saved. All that Holy Ghost stuff in the church, bouncing around, doing backward flips, your hat's coming off. It's a shame. You got women 60, 70 years old in the church. Hats falling all, showing their dress, falling on the floor. Come on, man. The Most High don't roll like that. That's that religion, fanatic religion stuff. The Most High don't roll like that. Okay? He don't roll like that. I'm going to tell you right now, he don't roll like that. Okay? All right, now, let's see. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. I'm going to give y'all time, because I know a lot of y'all got them Bibles, man, dust. You know, all that dust on the Bible. Come on, Brother Brown. Open that book up. That's my man, Brother Brown. Open that book up. Get that book open, bro. Okay, let's get it now. Okay, here we go. It says, but the Lord is faithful, who should stabilize you from evil. You see that? So if you believe in the Most High and you get your spiritual soul, you understand what I'm saying? The Most High Christ will stabilize you from evil. But you got to be in this book. Okay, you got to stay up in this book. He will stabilize you. Okay, but you got to stay up in this. You got to stay up in this truth. Okay, you got to have faith in the Most High. Faith plays a big part, people, in awakening into the truth. Okay? Faith plays a big part of you awakening up in this truth. Okay? Okay? Again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live from out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. Okay, so we're coming out here live. And again, we are breaking down about being spiritually and awakening. You know what I'm saying? Awakening. Okay? That's what we're breaking down. Okay? Let's see what we can go in. And let me go around. Let me see. Let's go to Luke. Okay? Ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to take all that come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. You understand? That's how you start waking up your spirit, man. You start waking up your spirit, man. You say, watch ye and pray always. That's very important. You got to pray. Pray through amazing things. And when you pray, it does amazing things when you pray. You know what I'm saying? And we want to do that because we want to be able to escape this wickedness going on the earth and be worthy, you know what I'm saying, stand in front of the Son of Man. You know what I'm saying? And he passed down the husband. Because we want to be able to do that. Okay? We want to do that. Okay, let's go in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Let's get it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Here we go. Wherefore, he said, awake, thou that sleep, and arise from the dead to give thee light. You see what I'm saying? And I have to bring that out again. I have to bring the scripture out again. You know what I'm saying? I have to bring this out again. Because it's taking up, you get the word out of that sleep. Okay? A lot of y'all is spiritually dead. that are spiritually asleep, okay? And you got to arise from the dead, okay? Dead in spirit. That's what it means, dead in spirit. And Christ should give the light. Okay, you should get the light. You'll get the light. I say, your mind will start. Once you start getting the truth, man, I'm going to tell y'all. Once y'all start getting the truth, understand the prophecy of this Bible. And saying you can't do it. It's hard. You can do it. If your forefathers of the bloodline of an Israelite from the tribe of Judah, Ephraim, from the tribe of Benjamin, you're Jamaican, Trinidad, South America, you know what I'm saying? And so simple, you can get this truth. Okay? It's not impossible. You can get this truth. You know, all nations outside of Israel cannot get this truth. The white man, the so-called East, try to break down this book all the time, but it's not for him. Okay? It's not for him. It's not for a lot. It's not a lot of other nations. It's not for them. And we got Israelites all over the world living among the Gentile nation. You can do it, people. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you can do it. No, stop saying that you can't. I hear brothers and sisters all the time talking about what they can't do. You know what I'm saying? You come to the Most High and stop trying to save everybody. Okay? Stop trying to save everybody. Okay? We always find to save everybody. You know what I'm saying? But we don't want to save ourselves. Okay? So we're gonna go to the scripture over here. And we're gonna describe. We're gonna go to 1 Peter. Let's get 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10. Let's get it. Let's get it, people. Give y'all time to get it. Cause I know how some of y'all can be. I know how some of y'all can be. Again, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13. Wherefore, grill up your loins of your grace. That is to be brought to you in a revelation of Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so I'm going to read it again. 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind and be sober and hope to the end for this life that it is to be born unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay? So you know, set yourself up. Get yourself ready. You know what I'm saying? Get your mind right. Become sober. Stop being fucking asleep. Okay? Be hopeful. Okay? To the end. Okay? Okay? Because at the end of the day, we're going to be our Messiah. Okay? So I hope I read that right, because I know the first time when that field, you know what I'm saying? But again, it's a spiritual warfare going on. I hope y'all follow me, brothers and sisters out here. You know what I'm saying? They don't want this truth to come out. A lot of brothers and sisters start to pick up this truth. They do not want this truth to come out. It's spiritual warfare. Okay? And they're going to do anything, anywhere, anything possible. It can be your family, your kids, your wife, your husband. They're going to do anything to try to prove the way to this truth. One minute thing is good, one thing is sad, trying to pull you from this truth. Okay? Be mindful, it's spiritual warfare going on. Okay? Okay, so just keep in mind. Let's go to Colossians. Hit this again. Go to Colossians 4:2. Go to Colossians 4:2. Okay, because I do also do classes on a week. You know what I'm saying? The Sabbath we got going on, you know what I'm saying? Okay, these are very important that we put in work. We got to put in work. Okay? Christ is going to continue, like I said, continue in prayer and Christ in the same with thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? So be thankful. Continue, like I said, rarely about the prayer thing, prayer is big. You got to know the kids. You gotta know who you praying to. You can't be praying. I'm gonna keep it real. You can't be praying to no white man. That's not your God. Go down to them polls, voting, put some Edomite in the office. Where an Edomite or Jake? It doesn't matter. Black or white, it doesn't matter. Because Christ is your leader. Christ is your king. Okay? They've been voting for almost 60-something years. 100 years they've been voting. And look at black people today. Yeah, we got some black people got a a few jobs, a few people get come, the first people. But at the end of the day, black people in the same condition they was almost 100 years ago. The same condition. We still getting lynched. We still, we the first hide, we the first five, last five. Okay? We still serving two positions and jobs. Still being discriminated against. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, they got gave some of us a few jobs and some of us got housing, some of us got this and a few. Look at all the projects. Worldwide, the project. You understand? Ain't nothing but slowly called. Don't get it twisted. A lot of these modern projects, a lot of these projects, these urban, about modern slave quarters. They saw as that's all it is, man. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real. You know what I'm saying? And I don't give a damn who don't like it, because I'm gonna stand on this truth. When it comes to the Most High and Christ, I'm gonna stand on the truth. Because to me, for a long time, brothers and sisters been going to these churches on a Sunday, and now I don't realize they've been misled, and the pastors been pimping them for 30, 40 years, been pimping them. And we got a couple older people in there. Y'all probably got a couple older people in our family still going to church, still holding on to the damn religion. Religion destroyed black people. Okay? Religion, I'll say it again. Religion destroys black people. Okay? Okay? They integrate destroy black people. Okay? I know a lot of y'all old timers who came doing the civil rights movement, thing integrating with the great thing, integrating kill black people. Integrating destroy black family. Let me tell you why. Because black people used to have their own supermarkets, their own stores, their own shops. You know what I'm saying? Look at Wall Street 1920. They had their own movie theater, own shop, they had their own pharmacy. They had all that. But when they came with that immigration thing, with Martin Luther King, with his real name, a.k.a. Michael King, they came with this integration stuff. What do you think? So what did it do? Black moms and pop stores stopped going down. They went out of business. You know what I'm saying? We have our own stores and supermarkets. Went out of business. You know what I'm saying? We had our own everything. Everything went out of business. Bacon, everything went out of business. Why? Y'all so-called niggas, some of you on this back feel like we should be in a set restaurant, we in a restaurant with Esau. I want to eat sandwich in a hot pork chop sandwich with Esau. Why would I want to eat a restaurant with the same people have my guts? Why would I want to eat a place to eat my guts in the 60s and the 50s? Why would I want to eat a restaurant when they spit my face? I have to go round back, get my damn food. You can come to the front door. But y'all niggas want to integrate with white people Esau with them like so bad. You hurt your own neighbors, your own vendors, your own business, own black business went down. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we have to wake up out of sleep. That's why we got to break down. That's why this breakdown about being spiritually in a week. And being awakened. We have to be awakened in this truth. I still go to the churches on Sunday, some of y'all, a lot of y'all are waking up. We'll get y'all that. But still a lot of our people is still going to these churches and still believe in the Easter dream. You still celebrate these Pagan holidays. Like one brother, I was in a class this week. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Halloween is totally against the book. It's totally against the Bible, Halloween, because like you celebrating the dead, you celebrating evil, you celebrating the dark spirit, Cain of the dark spirit. You celebrating Satan. You know what I'm saying? And all the people with witches and all that, cause I mean real witches, warlocks, all that. You know what I'm saying? All the people in the that mission scene and all that, all this old crap, it's the book. So I was in the class. This one brother say that there's Halloween, 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 Trump, I know what I said on Friday last. Truck Holland or whatever they do. The pastor knows that Halloween is evil and wicked. So he calls the change in the name to still celebrate on Halloween. He just changed the name. Holla Trunk or something he did. I tell my friends, it's the same way of you going to church. You got 99 black niggas sitting up in a black church with a black pastor. And you got the big, huge picture of this white man called, supposed to be the so-called Christ. Picture of this white Christ. But you got 99% of people in the church are black. So one day, the pastor decided to take the white image stand. But they still practicing the flops behind that white image. They still practicing. Same thing with this day. You know it's wrong. The pastor knows it's wrong to celebrate Halloween. There's no way in the scripture to celebrate Halloween. In the scripture, the scripture makes it clear that you can't eat at the table of God and eat at the table of devils. You can't do that. You can't say, well, okay, I'm not going to practice this, but I'm not going to practice, change the name a little bit, but I'm still going to follow the philosophy of Satan. You cannot do that. You're out of order. Wicked as hell. Wicked as hell. Okay, so anyway, so I'm about to end this show because my time is now short. Thank everybody for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio this evening. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to catch me next week. Hopefully next week. Esau, don't try to throw no stuff in the game. Catch me next week, Friday, from 6:30 to 7 p.m. I want to thank all of you for listening in. You already know what I'm about to do. Don't forget tomorrow's the Sabbath. So practice the Sabbath and get all praise to the Most High God. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to do. I'm out of here. I'm about to drop this microphone. I'm out of here. I'm gone. We load a cock and name a shoe. We load a cock and name a shoe. Living life is bulletproof. We bang, 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 bang. I said we load a cock and name a shoe. Oh, we load a cock and name a shoe. I'm a guy over oil, kill over land, charge you for taxes and blame Uncle Sam. Regions your rights and charge you for nothing. Now who's really gangster? Tell me who's frontin'. Murder your sons, ravish your daughters.